Hi, this is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. One of my favorite places on the planet is the Philippines, and that's where we are today. We are speaking with a recording artist who is well on her way to superstardom. We would like to welcome to the Voice of America, the one and only Alex Bruce. Nice to have you.
Hi, guys.
Nice to be had. So I got to ask you a question, first of all. Alex Bruce. I've been to the Philippines many, many, many times. So did you pick this name? Because this is not a typical Filipina name.
People always ask me if I'm half, but it's actually pronounced Bruce, not Bruce. Bruce is just my stage name. Yeah.
Oh, Bruce. So Alex is your first name. Is it short for anything?
It's Thurston Alex.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you're only 17. Wow, I can't believe it. You're only 17. So you're just getting started. You're so young. Are you finishing high school or you're not doing school to pursue the career full time? What are you doing?
I just graduated.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, that's great.
I still have 4 more years left.
4 more years of college now.
Yeah.
What are you going to major in?
I'm not sure yet.
Not sure. Undecided. That's okay.
Yeah.
You're 17. You don't have to know your major yet. You could be undecided for a couple of years. Well, that's all exciting stuff. And how is the weather in the Philippines right now? Because here in the United States, we're going through it, which is probably normal in the Philippines, but we're going through a heat wave. You know, temperatures in the mid-30s to 40s Celsius.
It's very hot here, too, and sticky, but it's fine. We have aircon.
Yes, yes. Not everybody, but yeah, aircon helps a lot. I love the Philippines and all the beautiful places, you know, that you have, you know, the swimming places. But we're glad to have you on the show, and we're here to talk about your music. And you have chosen, is it rap, or what do you refer to it as?
I'm currently in my experimental phase. I used to do rap a lot more often before, but now I'm trying to sing since I need to upgrade every year.
It's interesting to me because I lived in Asia for 7 years. I lived in Hong Kong and Japan. And rap music was, it just never, when I was living there, didn't catch on. In those areas of Asia. Maybe in the Philippines, it's different because everybody can speak English and everybody knows American artists. So it's probably very different that rap music is quite popular there. But I understand you kind of fuse reggae and, you know, some other kinds of music into your music.
Yeah, with my new song, since, like I said, I am in my experimental phase and I try to play with my music till I find the genre that best suits me.
Mm-hmm. And you love to write, I read. You love to write. And then Dua Lipa loves to write too. She also has a journal like you, and she has to write down when she's going to take a break, when she's going to drink her coffee. So she writes everything down, she said.
I usually write about how bad my day is. I rant about everything.
Bad your day is? What kind of, your day can't be bad. You're a star. You're beautiful. You're young. You know, life is good.
Yeah, but we all have our bad days. And you can tell from my writing, too. Because every time I have a bad day, my writing is all messy.
Messy.
Yeah.
What happens when you write a song when you're not in a good mood? Is it a mean song that comes out? Or do you find, like, it helps you ease your bad mood by writing a song that might be therapeutic?
It actually depends. Sometimes I'm very inspired to write a sad song or a diss track, but then I usually just write in my journal when I'm mad. Because I don't really like what comes out of my mouth
when you're mad. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I totally understand that. I can relate. We have Alex Bruce on the show. She is a Filipina music star who's transcending the borders of the Philippines. Apparently, you are now venturing off into English music as well. And Some Fling is your new single?
Yes. Some Fling. Yeah.
Some Fling. And what is some fling? It's a combination of words.
Yeah, because I was in the studio and there wasn't a final title for this song. Yeah, so me and my producer and my friend Atavai, we were in the studio and she was like, "We need a final title for the song." I was like, "I don't know. Like, I don't know." So the title at that time was Summer Song, and then she told me, "Oh, this is your storyline for the MV," and she said Summer Fling. So then I merged the two words together, some fling, and it can mean a lot of things too. It can mean some fling, summer thing, something. See,
Yeah, are you having a some fling?
and sorry.
No
Yes.
problem. Yes, well, that's good. That's very good. Good. And since you pointed to your assistant, now she's got to show her face on the camera because you acknowledge she's sitting there. So she's got to pop in and say hi. Because we know somebody's there, so thank you for doing this for us. We really appreciate it. Would you do a song for us? Oh, that's great. I love the two
Definitely.
thumbs up. I get two thumbs up. What are you going to do for us first?
I'm gonna sing my single called Betty Bruce.
Okay, here is Alex Bruce and Betty Bruce here on Border Crossings.
They call me Betty.
Walk in the room, they be like, "Ooh, this ain't Halloween. I know you're scared of me, boo." I'ma transform like bippity boppity. Just yeah, it got me like looking at myself in the mirror, thinking I am just so hot. Looking at yourself in the mirror and see the zero worth. Show I'm working every day. I can't let no little way throw shade at my name, cause I'm above you and ya. Flow too sick, too bad. It ain't contagious, you know. You get booze and I get all the praises. You still running in place while I go to places. Now don't be scared and rewrite the face. Really, I don't give up about these lame ass trolls. Really, I don't say much about these lame trolls. Really, I don't say nothing about the lame posts. Lame posts, them cheap shot throws and them trash clothes. Digga, popping like a killer. Betty murdering this beat, jump a number. Digga, I was born a winner. Betty eating you alive, mother.
Brum, ready, ready, brum, brum, ready, ready, brum, brum.
All these trolls acting like they woke.
Brum, ready, ready, brum, brum, ready, ready, brum, brum.
On the throne, why you provoke?
Brum, ready, ready, brum, brum, ready, ready, brum, brum.
I so pretty and absurd.
Brum, ready, ready, brum, brum, ready, ready, brum, brum.
Yeah, it is I, I'm who you serve. They call me Betty. I'm flawless, I'm the fairest in the land, notorious. Ain't nobody can come in, yeah, delirious. Suffer all of them demands, honey, I'm serious. But to be down, I throw in hands. I got class, I got style, like a moose. Got the sauce, got the swoosh on my shoes. Boy, be careful, I'm more pricey than them jewels. Cause I got the class, I got the style, I got the moves. Coming, I'm coming, I'm hemming, I'm filming, I'm listening, I follow my. Yeah, I be popping and I keep it coming, you're riding all over them. Better be tracking and better be shining and better they cut you up. Bye, Betty. Bye, Betty. She nasty, quite trashy, disgusting, fire, dirty. 1, 2, 3, back off, beat, you're fooling, no. I'm classy, I'm sassy, I'm fine as f, yeah, that's me. I'm pretty, you're petty, no one like me, I'm Betty.
Brum, brum, ready, ready, brum, brum.
These trolls acting like they woke.
Brum, ready, ready, brum, brum, ready, ready, brum, brum.
It's on the throne, why you provoke?
Brum, ready, ready, brum, brum, ready, ready, brum, brum.
I said pretty and observe.
Brum, ready, ready, brum, brum, ready, ready, brum, brum.
Yeah, it is I, I'm who you serve.
Brum, ready, ready, brum, brum, ready, ready, brum, brum.
Border Crossings, that's a song called Betty Bruce, and it is sung by a young lady who goes by Alex Bruce, who is with us here on Border Crossings today. So tell me about that song, Alex. What's the inspiration behind Betty Bruce?
Ever since, I really, really, really love Betty Boop, and I wanted to have an alter ego where this character is me, but a sassier version of me, like a more strong version of me. And I think that's it, yeah.
And so do you find music in characters that you admire? Do you kind of, where you get inspiration for your music? Because if Betty Boop is an inspiration, do you have other things that you like that attract you that would make you want to write a song about some subject or some person or something?
All of my songs are based from experiences, so I think, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you're only 17. You can't have a lot of experiences, at least yet. Hopefully you haven't had a lot with regard to boyfriends, but... you know, do you have a big family? Do you have a big family?
Yes, they're not really too big, but yeah.
Everybody in the Philippines has a big family and everybody's always happy. Why do you think that is? Everybody's just so happy. I love going there. People are always happy and smiling.
Runs in the blood.
Very nice people in the Philippines. People are so, so wonderful. Well, okay, we're going to ask you to do another song. Alex Bruce, would you do another song for us?
Definitely. This one is called Bling. Bling, bling.
Bling, bling. Okay, bling. Alex Bruce here on Border Crossings.
You know what it is? It's all same motherfucker on your face, baby. Don't get it twisted.
It always cash on your face, baby.
Lampa lagi yung suot, malakas yung dating. Panis kahit na chikot, wala pang tutos. Pero presyo ko pito, bumig. Pero sige lang ngayon, pupunta nung wala. Okay yung payment, call it. Numero de base, aray matabasikas. Kasi pagkain din na same, ball crazy, life is go amazing. Natural yung swag, kaya di entertainment. Oh, oh, sumubre na muli. Dami new toys. Di maumparaan yun na who, boy. Matatabunan lang sila ng big house.
Nakikita mo yung swag.
Alam ko daw mo yung swag.
Tulala ka sa may swag.
Baby, para ang
tumikit ka sa may swag.
Huwag ka dyan sa mga lane.
Nakikita mo yung swag.
Alam ko daw mo yung swag.
Tulala ka sa may swag.
Baby, para ang tanga.
Tumikit ka sa may swag.
Huwag ka dyan sa mga lane.
Now we started moving real quick, ain't no caution. Looking at me all blinged up, is an auction. Stubborn on me deep, boy, this ain't Atlantic Ocean. Got your mesmerized, is that divine? Broke. Puro da-da-da-da-da, di na makita tama. Looking petty, are you broke? Puro da-da-da-da-da, sa akin nakatulala. Cause I'm mabulok ka na nga, dyan ka magaling. I smoke nung ikaw na yung dumating. Pinanis ko lang kasama mo yung mga line. Show respect when you're talking, but it's in my name. Ito mo yung swag.
Alam ko daw mo yung swag.
Tulala ka sa may swag.
Baby, para
Crossings, Alex Bruce with Bling. You like bling? You got lots of bling on? You got your bling
not
working?
No, but I only have one. But
you got one? Well, it looks like there's that's a nice one to have.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, oh, of course, of course. It's nice to have you on the show, especially from the Philippines, where you live currently. And you also kind of travel to the U.S. Is your plan to tour the world, or what's your future plan regarding your music?
I really want my music to be known everywhere, like a virus. I'm joking. Not really. A good virus. But That's my ultimate goal for now, to spread my music everywhere.
That's great. That's great. Positivity. I love it. You know, great music. And Alex Bruce is our guest. Do you have plans for an album? Because I know right now you're releasing singles. Is there an album coming?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm currently writing and writing and writing every day, but soon, more music soon. Yeah, more music soon.
All right. And what have you thought about names for your first album?
Yes, but secret.
Secret. Can't tell. Oh, I'll keep it between just you and me. Won't tell anybody else. I'm kidding. There's millions of people tuned in. So I'm sure Sony wants to protect that until the last minute in case there's any changes or anything. But that's great. It's exciting. This is an exciting time for you, for a young, aspiring artist. I guess you get a lot of inspiration from Doja Cat, I read. Why Doja Cat?
Because I love how she is very versatile when it comes to her music, when it comes to her sound, her everything. She's very free, and I just love her. I love her.
And what do you do when you're not busy writing songs or recording songs? What does Alex Bruce do in her free time?
I go to school. I study. I also do journaling like every day till my hand starts to have muscles. Yeah. And it's a workout, honestly. And I really like fashion. Like, I love dressing up. So almost every day I go to my room and try on all my clothes
You
for
look
fun.
beautiful. I mean, your outfit, your shirt looks very, very lovely. Do you design your own
Yes.
clothes?
Hopefully soon. For now, not yet. I just cut my clothes to make it shorter. But
You made
yeah.
them shorter?
Yeah.
That's great.
It's
That's great. I love it. I love it. And so you write in a journal. You say journal a lot, and it's just random thoughts that come into your mind, or it's events of the day, or what are you writing about when you write in a journal every day?
I have three different journals. One for like a Dear Diary moment, other one for ranting, and the last one is for my thoughts, like random thoughts.
That's very, very nice. And maybe one day you'll turn those into a book. You know, later down the road, you can actually write your.
I could go to jail.
Well, in that case, I really want. You made me want to read it even more now.
Have to burn it next year.
No, don't burn it. No burning. Alex Bruce is talking to us. When do you turn 18, and what is your plans for being 18?
I turn 18 in 6 months. My
6
birthday's
months.
on Christmas.
Oh, Christmas time. And then what? So what? Oh, well, that's a great time to have a birthday. So what are you going to be doing for your birthday? Have you thought about it or no? It's too early.
My family is asking me if I want to like throw a big party, because usually here in the Philippines, when girls turn 18, they have like a debut. Yeah. But I want the party to be very intimate, like me and my family only, since I don't really like talking to a lot of people. Sorry.
That's interesting. I hear
I
you're
don't like.
very shy and introverted. So somebody who's in show business who doesn't really want to talk to a lot of people, that's, you know, I can understand and respect that.
Yeah, I get very, very, very shy, and I don't really say anything. So,
Really?
yeah,
That,
that's
well,
my
no, I mean, it's not a problem, but it's something you can work on, you know. I mean, I was shy at one point, but I'm not shy anymore. You know, I have overcome that. You get self-confidence and then you start to talk a lot more. But so that's exciting that you're going to have a family gathering for your birthday. Probably lechon. You'll have lechon, I'm guessing.
Yes,
Yes,
with
yes, yes.
the Mang Tomas.
Yes. No balut. No balut.
No, I love balut.
No balut. Not for me.
Why? So good. Crazy
Oh, you're craving it now. Everybody tells me the foreign challenge. You got to be a foreigner, take the challenge, the balut challenge. And I
It's
said,
not a
no.
challenge, it's so good.
No, it's not. I can't bring my, well, it's something that you, it's an acquired taste. You have to like it because you're from that country, but the idea of eating a unborn embryo of a duck is kind of,
it's dead though.
It can be dead, but just the thought of chewing on the skull and the bones and the feathers and.
Here's a pro tip. Don't think when you're eating.
Don't think.
Use your tongue.
I love it. That's great. I love it. Well, people in the Philippines love to party. They love their parties. They love their gatherings. I know that. And this is, you know, one of the many reasons I love the Philippines so much. And because of Sony Music, I'm able to bring the Philippines music to the world. And so, you know, we're so happy to be on, like I said, in 100 countries, including the Philippines. And so I'm looking forward to expanding and getting more and more visibility for Philippine artists around the world. So what are you going to do for us next?
My last song is called Sumfling.
Sumfling. Here is Alex Bruce on Border Crossings.
When I saw you standing there, Alishana, Ella, she don't care. Last night you went out the house and it was alright. No, I look good, know that I feel fly. Ever since that night, I couldn't get you off my mind. I just wanna rewind. I need you by my side. I just wanna rewind. I don't know if you'll ever ready. I just know that I want you to stay. And I should've just asked for your name. Should I be the one to blame? I don't know what to do right now. I don't got no clue right now. Am I looking like a fool right now? Trying to figure out but don't know how. Stressing like this is just no use. Got me spiraling, got me confused. Honestly, the only plan was to get loose. Didn't know I need the mentor. Then I just can't breathe. Cause why you gotta be so sweet? You got me feeling so, so, so weak. Now I can't seem to speak. Come closer, baby, sweep me off of my feet. Alishana, Ella, she don't care. Last night you went out the house and it was alright. No, I look good, know that I feel fly. Ever since that night, couldn't get you off my mind. Just wanna rewind. Couldn't get you off my mind. I just wanna rewind. What do you expect? Tryna comprehend your feelings and mine. Just tell me right away so we can spend a day. Stay here for a while. Go back, I know it's a lot. Time may seem to be attached, but I'm honest, your thoughts. Why you look at me like now I'm clinging on you like my flow on the shine. Wasn't a part of my plan, but now I want you and it's a demand. Baby, I need to rerun it again. Rewind to last night where it all began. Alishana, Ella, she don't care. Last night you went out the house and it was alright. No, I look good, know that I feel fly. Couldn't get you off my mind. I just wanna rewind. Couldn't get you off my mind. I just wanna rewind.
Border Crossings, Alex Bruce, that is called Sumfling. And that is the last single that she put out. Of course, you've got another song I'm sure you're working on that you're getting ready for release. Artists always have to stay ahead of the curve.
I have a lot of unreleased songs.
Well, that's great. That's important, especially if you're planning on an album. You know, that's a great idea. So when you write and collaborate with other artists, if you do collaborate with other artists, who would you, because I always ask my guests, if you could pick the top three artists you'd like to collaborate with, and they can be dead or alive, who would the three artists be that you'd want to collaborate with?
That's really hard because I love a lot of artists, but I have an answer. So, number one, Bob Marley. Number two, Erykah Badu. Number three, I think Lauryn Hill.
Oh, yeah. Lauryn Hill. She's great from the Fugees. I love Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
She's got great music. So you grew up obviously influenced by hip hop and urban music. How did that come about? How did you get attracted to that genre of music?
My dad was part of a band before, Rapcore, and I was three when I always used to go to their gigs at like 2 a.m. And my mom is an avid fan of R&B. Mm-hmm. So I was very young, like I was still in my mother's stomach, and she would tell me, she would put on like headphones so that I could hear the music and stuff. So I think that's the reason. I think it's their fault.
Yeah.
Not really their fault.
They had you ready to go. Before you even arrived, they had you ready to go. So it was kind of destined to be that way. I want to ask you, what is the best part about living in the Philippines?
Everything.
For you personally. Shopping, you know, the music scene, the nightlife, what?
I think as an artist, the music scene.
Mm-hmm. Do you go to a lot of concerts?
No, I don't really go out that much. Because I'm still a minor, and my family, they're kind of strict, so they won't let me go out unless I am a part of the event or something. Mm-hmm. But since I have a deep appreciation for music, yeah, my answer is the music.
And I guess I read in your bio that you are a homebody. You like to be at home.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I like that. I think that's great, you know.
You
don't need to be out and about. I like to be at home myself. I see you have a tattoo on your elbow. What's that?
Two roses.
Oh, two roses. And you pick the elbow? That's a sensitive area to get a tattoo.
Yeah, because my elbows looked like a walnut. So I was getting, like, insecure. I was feeling a little insecure. So I was like, I went to a tattoo shop and then got it covered up.
And what does the tattoo on your hand say?
Heart-shaped kisses.
Wow, I love it. Very, very nice. Well, you are so beautiful and so talented. You know, there's an expression, the world is your oyster, which means, you know, you're just getting started and you have endless possibilities and dreams, I'm sure. How about acting? Do you want to do acting? Anything? You're so lovely.
I used to do acting when I was like 8 years old. I went to this summer camp thing and I was really good at it. Not to be cocky or anything. I was really good.
Is a good thing.
Like when the director keeps telling me, like, cry, tears in my eyes, tears.
Wow. That is a talent that I'm always amazed from actresses and actors who can cry on cue. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I can't do that anymore though. Like if you tell me right now that I should cry, I can't.
You can't. I would think you could think of something sad that would make you cry.
No.
All right. Well, good. Good. I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah. I changed.
Well, it is daytime here. It is nighttime there. What was for dinner today?
Oh, I had lasagna. It was really good.
Oh, that's real traditional Philippine food. You had lasagna.
Oh, and Coke.
I thought you'd tell me pancit or chicken adobo or something.
Because
And they
yesterday
say,
I had pancit, so.
So today you want something different. And I guess there's a saying there, rice is life.
Yes, I can't eat without rice.
That's amazing. And you stay so thin and so shaped, you know, I mean, you look great. And so, because I know for me, if I eat rice, I start to get a rice belly. But yeah, I love going to the Philippines. I'll be going there again sometime in the near future. I hope I get a chance to maybe meet you and or watch one of your shows. Do you do a lot of concerts there? Well, you're just getting started. So probably, yeah, you'll do some mall shows or some other venues, some other types of shows, outdoor shows and things, festivals. But it's a great pleasure to have you on the show. And as we say goodbye, I just wanted to ask you if you have any thoughts or message you'd like to send to the world, to all of the fans who are meeting you for the first time, and all of your longtime fans who are watching this as well.
Thank you so much for watching. Sound bad with words, but much love to everyone.
Tell everybody, mahal kita. Yeah,
Mahal
there you go. And so I did want to ask where your social media sites are, where people can find you if they want to find your music, they want to find your story, your schedule. Where do they go?
kita. My Instagram is Alex Bruce. Actually, all of my social media platforms are Alex Bruce. So yeah, please show some love.
That's great. And you respond to all these people that write you? Okay, because we're gonna see if we can get you a million responses, you know, if we can add to your followers.
My phone is gonna lag, but
What a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much. You're lovely
much for
and
having me.
oh yeah, you're very inspirational and very real, down to earth. And I like that. You know, that's great. So I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to hearing your music in the future. And come back to the show anytime you want. You're always welcome.
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you. Salamat
Thank
po. Salamat po or salamat po.
you
Thanks for watching. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Our guest today is Alex Bruce. Thank you very much. We'll see you again soon here on VOA TV.